In the FWBO, we talk a great deal about the insight of transcending self and other. And we talk about the Mahayana perspective of connecting with vast numbers of living beings. We talk about creating pure lands, etc. Yet it seems we tend to think of all these living beings, all these many living beings, as human only. Sometimes we perhaps may think of them as angels, but certainly nothing much below the human realm gets included. Our imagination of the world tends to consist solely of humans and human artifacts, human buildings, human technology, human relations, human art, human culture. We know that animals, etc., do of course come under the category of other beings. But when we think of the Bodhisattva going around benefiting others, I reckon we think mostly of human others. I wonder why, though, when there are so many other others just as evident to our senses. Well, you know, of course, the standard answer is that human beings are in the best position to benefit from a Bodhisattva's Dharma teachings. Humans are uniquely able to listen, understand, and apply the teachings. Animals, insects, and plants just don't have the time, they don't have the leisure, they don't have the opportunity, or the intelligence, we like to think. But their ability to be receptive to us is hardly the point. Their apparent lack of what we have is hardly relevant. What about compassion, empathy, and friendship? The point for a practitioner is, surely, simply that they exist. In our society, for most of the time, we don't even know they are there, let alone have any interest in their lives. And this seems odd, you know, for Mahayana Buddhists. Our culture is walling them up in a kind of tomb, covering them over with concrete and media stories. You know, for Buddhists, the issue is surely not the limited capacity for enlightenment that non-human beings possess, but that they are aware in more or less the same way as we are. You know, they have bodies that feel, they have eyes, and they have ears, they have skin. So they feel pleasure, and they feel pain. They experience positive emotions and negative emotions. They have likes and dislikes. They get hungry, they get horny. They become sick, and soon they die, just like we do. You know, the objects and the qualities of their feelings are obviously different, but then their worlds are different. It's just like ours, really.